Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He's King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of those handles if you want us to watch your movie, which will be coming up in a few weeks. This week's movie is Ski's movie. It is from 2002. It is on HBO Max. It is called Equilibrium. It stars Christian Bale, Taye Diggs, Sean Bean, Emily Watson, William Fichtner, who was on Armageddon last week.
Back to back.
Angus McFadden, directed by Kurt Wimmer, who was known mostly for writing a couple of the reboot movies. So he wrote Point Break and Total Recall, the reboots. Also wrote Thomas Crown Affair. Law Abiding Citizen.
That's a reboot as well, by the way.
Also a reboot, yeah. Law Abiding Citizen and The Misfits. This movie has a 41% on Rotten Tomatoes. Other end of the spectrum, 7.4 out of 10 on IMDb. And then a 33% on Metacritic. It's... Did you see the budget and how much this movie made? Like, did you look at it?
I remember reading something. It had all sorts of problems during filming and...
Yeah.
So I'm sure it was a large budget.
They spent $20 million on this movie, which is not bad for like a sci-fi movie, early 2000s. They made 5.3. So this movie was a bust. And, you know, looking at King's face, he sort of probably agrees with me that this was absolutely not a good movie. Ski, why did you choose this movie?
Well, I chose Reign of Fire first.
You did. Why did you make the switch?
Because I have seen Reign of Fire in the last like 2 years, and right when I saw Bale, I was like, you know what I haven't seen in forever? Equilibrium. And then I checked to see if it was streaming somewhere. I was like, HBO Max. All right, that's what we're going with.
I'd venture to say there's a pretty good reason you hadn't seen it in a while. your instincts were right. Like, hey, Equilibrium's on there. Should I watch it? Nah. Literally anything else. Yeah, good job, Brain.
For some reason, I felt like this had like a similar feel to like Minority Report. You know, it's like futuristic setting and.
No, I think King nailed it in the text you sent. What did you call it again? Do you remember?
Kmart Matrix.
Yes.
Just based on the poster.
100%.
I had never heard of this movie, and then I saw the poster and I was like
100,000% Kmart Matrix. They even do like the Tai Chi gun tricks and stuff.
Gun kata is what it's
gun
called.
Gun kata.
Wimmer apparently it. Yeah.
No,
Wimmer yeah, Wimmer Wimmer invented this in his backyard, gun kata.
No, yeah. He did.
In
That's
this
incredible
this, I feel like this movie was made. I think Wimmer was like, God, I have some pretty cool like fight like with his gun kata. He had the scenes in his mind of him doing the moves. He's like, God, how do I write a movie around these scenes I want to do? He had that, the sword fighting one, and then right at the end where he does like the soccer kick up to bring that assault rifle like to his hands.
Yeah. He had three ideas for tricks. And it was like, yes. How can I surround a movie around these things?
And he's like, man, I'm kind of dark. And, how do I see the future, post Third World War would go? Oh, they'll create these doses that kills all feelings.
So I'm a little confused how this movie got $20 million to make. Like this is not. So the script, the idea of this movie. Is not good. Like it feels like a B movie, and somehow they got Christian Bale on. Somehow they got Taye Diggs was big at the time. Somehow they got Sean Bean on. Emily Watson was pretty big at the time too. She was, yeah. And so somehow,
yeah, I mean, she's barely in it too.
She is, yeah.
Well, she says five words.
She becomes a key part of the story though.
Kind of. She's worthless.
Just because she like reminds him of his wife or whatever and motivates him. Yeah.
But this movie set, it's like the ultimate middling actor You know, guys that are in a ton of things and they're good, but they're never stars. Like Sean Bean, Dominic Purcell's in it.
Yeah.
Fichtner.
Even Fichtner, yeah.
McFadden. They're all like, you know, not quite stars, but they're better than just kind of like bit character guys.
They are. Like the pieces, the pieces are good in this movie. I like all those people we just named, you know, like, but this is not a good movie for them to be in. So I don't know how that happened. All right, let me read it. So if you haven't seen Equilibrium in a while, don't, like, first of all, but if you're thinking about it,
check out the scenes. The one that Winner he wanted in
absolute scenes.
At
old Trotfoot. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Okay.
Well, I did read that he wrote that character specifically for Bale. Like they didn't even offer that character to anyone else. He's like, this is Christian Bale's movie.
What was Christian Bale's? So there was American Psycho, right?
Yep.
What else was he in before this movie to make it?
He was in Newsies, wasn't he? Hey guys, let's see.
I'll buy the newspaper. Yeah.
Got 14. The evening edition here, folks.
Just for a nickel.
Watch out for those rollers are out there trying to get you today, fellas.
Babe Ruth to the Titanic. Buy this paper.
All right.
American Psycho was 2000. So
right before
I think he saw him in American Psycho. It's like, all right, that he's perfect for this character.
So the best job Wimmer did was selling Christian Bale on this movie. That's all he really had to do. Cause Christian Bale is the reason this made five of the 5.3 million, you know, like, so futuristic world, a regime has eliminated war by suppressing emotions, which includes books, art, music. They're all forbidden, and feeling is a crime punishable by death.
Hey, that's the Republican Party.
Yeah, I mean.
Ew. Cleric John Preston? Preston. Yeah, I can't read my own handwriting, but it is Preston. I just watched the movie. Cleric John Preston is a top-ranking government agent responsible for destroying those who resist. When he misses a dose of the drug that hinders emotions, he becomes the only one capable of overthrowing the strict regime.
Christ, is that like whole plot is the state of Florida and policing.
That sounds will about kill right.
You if you resist.
Yeah, that I flag.
Mean, if you're black, if you're
that
black.
Flag they created for this movie is—it's not the Nazi flag, but it also is the Nazi flag.
It's I think it's four T's like intertwined between each other, something like that.
Why is there four T's?
I can't remember.
All right, so the movie opens. I made sure to note this down. The movie opens with Christian Bale and Sean Bean. They are partners. What was your first thought when you saw Sean Bean?
You didn't want to be there?
I'll tell you mine. No. My first thought was, well, Sean Bean's going to die. How is Sean Bean going to die?
Because
Sean Bean dies in literally everything he's in. Sean Bean is killed in one way or another. And sure enough, Christian Bale shoots Sean Bean because he's
which is over. Interesting because he's white.
Yeah.
Usually they save that for the Taye Diggs.
Taye Diggs was out there murdering.
I'm just saying. I see your eyes. I see your eyes.
I'm like, where are you going with this?
I'm just saying. I'm not. The white guy usually lives. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Yeah, Taye Diggs, the ruthless guy, the ruthless inside guy who's trying to bait Christian Bale. By the way, so the whole point is that nobody in this society has any emotions. They literally take drugs to make it so they don't have any emotions. And yet every single person has emotions all the time.
All the time.
Like literally all the time. Like they're angry all the time. So Taye Diggs is in the movie. Why is Taye Diggs so popular? Because he's got one of the best smiles in Hollywood. You know, You're not going to have Taye Diggs in a movie and not have him smile the whole time. That's happy, isn't it? Isn't that an emotion? I don't know.
But Pharrell told us.
I like how they try to say, you know, Diggs and Bale both say they have this sixth sense to know when someone's feeling. It's like, so you're feeling that this person has feelings, right? It's your feeling that you're feeling their feelings. All right.
Taye Diggs' literal first line to Christian Bale was, "I hope you're pleased." Pleased? People aren't supposed to be pleased. No? That's the whole point, right? And then he smiles at him, the big Taye Diggs smile. You're not supposed to smile if you don't have emotions. Okay. Again. Nobody's supposed to have emotions, but every single character has emotions all the time. Anything good in this movie?
Gunkata.
Gunkata feels very 80s.
It's an art created to maximize kill potential while avoiding getting shot as well.
Yeah. And he like stands in one position and his arms move in different angles.
Yeah, that's the best part. Yeah, it's just the arms moving in some of those clips.
That wasn't a bad scene though, where he started out, he went in the room and it was pitch black or whatever, and he shot everybody with the Gunkata. Yeah. That was okay.
Promising, right? Promising opening, right?
Yeah. I feel like I might be trying to convince myself that it was okay, but...
See, I think this movie had real potential. Like, if this was Paul Verhoeven directing this movie...
That's what I was thinking, though. Like, that's why I said Gunkata is like the 80s. Like, if this is an 80s movie, 80s director, like, much lower budget, but it would be fine. We'd look at it as like a cult classic or something, right? Me and King would still scoff.
You still would scoff. But
is Dudikoff in this movie?
He is. Dudikoff is in this movie.
But this
movie had all the potential to be good. You know, if Verhoeven does this, you know, he works his magic to like equate this futuristic stuff to today, you know, whenever he's shooting this movie. You know, how he would with the Nazis and all that. I mean, I feel it had potential, but I still think he's just like, God, I want to get these Gunkata scenes in here. That's all we're doing this for, baby. We'll throw in a little puppy every now and then just to, you know, get people feeling some things.
That's probably...
Show some kids here and there. That's it.
That's probably the big mistake they made, right? Is they got the writer, the guy who can come up with a good idea... to come up with a good idea, but then they let him direct it.
Yep.
And he completely destroyed his own good idea. Or he didn't have anybody along the way to tell him, no, that's a bad idea. Like, don't do this. Because there was a lot of bad ideas.
Usually they're like, oh, this is a pretty good idea. Let's kick it to these people who make good movies like this, and they'll rework it and make it a good movie. Not to him, right? He's just like, I'm doing it my way. My movie, my way. All the Gunkata.
The Usher effect. The my way. My way.
I was just going to ask you if you were going to sing us some of that.
Do you remember any more of that?
I remember him like...
Was that
sliding
the one where he...
Sliding across the floor.
The face paint like a clown?
I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, I'm asking. Yeah, like deep 1998 cuts.
All Ushers mixed together for me.
Yeah.
Another thing insanely bad in this movie is the music. Somebody on like a really cheap synthesizer, like making all the background music, and it's playing the whole movie. There's never a time when bad synthesizer music is not playing during this movie. I'm almost impressed, you know?
Well, it's the future, man.
Yeah.
Future. They didn't have music anymore, so it's all weird synth stuff.
I do love that they mentioned that they made a point to mention the things that were outlawed. So like art, obviously, but they also mentioned like compact disc music and computer games.
Yeah.
It's 2002, by the way. Like there are consoles out in 2002. So computer games. I can't play my Diablo 2. What do you mean?
Nope.
What do you mean?
Did
I can't play my SimCity? You won't let me play SimCity?
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. That's way too much feeling involved with that.
Man.
But didn't you guys find it a little odd that, you know, Bale stops taking his doses so he's able to, like, feel again? And he never really shows it very much, does he? Kind of gets a little sad once, and that's about it.
He gets really sad seeing it rain outside.
Yeah.
And then when he saw the dog was like the big one. Yeah. So, I can't shoot a dog. That's how you know he's really becoming a human again, when he can't shoot a dog. Fuck you, movie.
Did you not at least like those sick, like, Cadillacs of Bill, those all white Cadillacs of Bills they're rolling in? It's pretty slick.
And they like copied, you know, stitch by stitch, the Neo's costume from The Matrix.
Pretty much for
what he's wearing.
It's so bad.
So bad. I did like the cars, though. Yeah, I did like the cars. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the most ridiculous scenes. Like the one where he uses the gun kata, but uses the butt of the guns.
Oh.
Where like those little nail things come out or whatever. And he keeps hitting guys with helmets in the helmet over and over again. Like, stop hitting him in the helmet, dude. Also, maybe shoot him.
I did read at the time of this movie coming out, Preston Christian Bale had the third most kills for a single character in a movie.
Wow.
Or something.
Who's one and
like,
two?
I got to be Arnold and at what? Least probably one and two.
You didn't come armed with that info?
I did not. I shouldn't need to. It's got to be Arnold.
Didn't number one, just... Ron Jeremy.
He's killing. didn't we just watch the movie that set the record? It was a Hot Shots Part Two, right? Hot. Wasn't that it?
Oh God!
Wait,
please
did that come out?
Me.
I think that did that come out after this movie, though. See,
no, that know. Was way before. Way
okay.
before.
Okay, all right. So they were gunning, so to speak, for Hot Shots Part Two. Love that. Got one and two, Equilibrium and Hot Shots Part Two. Fucking Guinness Book of World Records.
Quick side, have either of you seen Rain of Fire?
No.
I don't think so. It's
that
okay.
That movie came out the same year. Bale came out with this and that in the same year.
It's all right. You got a month. We'll do Rain of Fire in a month.
Well, I know what I'm going to pick next time. And it's so bad. You guys are going to love this movie, how bad this other movie is.
We're going to look back on Equilibrium fondly.
Well, because I was thinking, so they have gun kata, and I remember an 80s movie, because gun kata is like gun karate, right? That's the kind of...
It was like Tai Chi or something, because they had all those people in gis like doing all the moves slowly without the guns, training for it or something.
That's karate prank. I mean, we watch Best of the Best. That's what they do. That's the...
You know what? Gun kata works. Sure.
There's an 80s movie called Gym Kata, which is gymnastics karate. So
I feel like I've heard that word before.
You should.
That's what the movie's called?
Yeah.
Who's in it?
Some nobody. And you want to know a quick plot to it? Yeah. They take an Olympic gymnast for an undercover mission in, I guess it would be like fake country, but it's like Turkey. And he's got to infiltrate this like palace and kill people.
You know, Turkaloo.
He's got to infiltrate a palace and what?
And kill, like, he's got to like assassinate someone.
Kill the leader of Turkey or whatever.
Yeah, so he's off killing people. And there's just like some perfectly placed like high bars here or like a pommel horse. Like,
where he jumps these, off. Like,
yeah. It does. You know, he does the pommel horse, like, leg kicks and, like, wipes people out. It's fucking fantastic.
That does sound funny. if it's supposed to be funny.
It's not supposed to be funny.
Yeah, all right. Then it might be pretty bad.
It is bad.
King's just
and like, we're going to watch it.
King's just like, motherfucker. Like, we've done this before.
No, but I remember Equilibrium being good again. That's...
No, you don't.
No,
I do.
You don't.
I do.
No, you don't, Ski. No.
The only way you thought Equilibrium was good is if you saw it at a $1.50 movie theater at like
at
10 o'clock on a Friday or a Saturday, and all you heard was like 40 ounces of Pabst rolling down the empty.
Just clinking down each step.
Yeah, just clinking first, down.
First of all, that's flavored St. Ides 40s, and you know it. I did think the twist with the kid, like his son, I thought that was good. Like where you find, because the son
didn't really
like,
utilize it much, but
the son's the creepiest character in the whole movie. And then you find out that he's actually not been taking his stuff the whole time. And neither was the sister. I mean, the sister didn't say a word.
Another quick little trivia knowledge. They originally were going to cast Daniel Radcliffe in it. So that was supposed to be Harry Potter.
Ooh, boy.
And I think he did all right in the end. But
imagine the star power that could have been in this movie.
Oh,
shit. Daniel Radcliffe makes much better action movies.
He also makes weird TBS shows.
Radcliffe? Oh, you mean the what's it called?
The one where he's like trail one.
Yeah, where he's like in heaven or whatever.
He was like a priest.
The first season was okay. Like,
yeah, I thought it was fine.
They changed like the entire plot every season.
Yes. And,
like Buscemi, by the way, played God in that show. I thought the first season was pretty good. And then
I like what they're doing with that show, but
I didn't see the Oregon Trail season. Was it good?
It was okay.
Okay. All right.
Did you see it, Ski?
Nope.
No. Yeah, it was fine. It was fine.
Yeah. Serviceable.
Yeah. I do, on a weird tangent, I do like the shows that just change the story every season.
But keep the same characters usually?
Yeah, I kind of like it. Like, what is that, like, FX show? Like, the scary show they used to do.
Oh.
American Horror Story.
You know, yeah, some totally were bad, of course.
I like that, too, because they use the same actors, but they play the same different actors. People. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, in, like, season four, you're like, oh, why is Lady Gaga in this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And there's the other one, too. I forget what it's called. Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where, isn't, like, every episode different? I haven't watched it.
I watched a couple of them. That one was too weird for me. But,
aren't they long? Aren't they like hour and a half, 50-minute episodes?
Yes,
too?
Which you know my qualms with.
Yeah, yeah. Your stance is pretty clear on that.
Shows that are longer than like Top Gun. I got no use for you, TV show. If you're as long as a baseball game TV show, I got no. No use for you.
Well. What else do I have on here?
I will say this is one of the weird movies where I watched it and went, huh. I just didn't like it enough to where I don't remember what I didn't really like. It just wasn't interesting and it wasn't funny.
No, there wasn't anything memorable.
Yeah, it was just a movie.
That's a really good point.
Didn't get you thinking about like, oh, you know, how society is today. Trying to
it's like
my deep thinking during this movie.
It's like, I don't know, maybe I'm just more sophisticated than people, but my thoughts on a Nazi-led society are pretty like ingrained in my head already. I don't know, like Equilibrium's not gonna push me one way or another.
Yeah, I think this movie is supposed to be set in like 2070s.
Yeah, it's not much past where we are right now. Like, if I remember seeing it. I don't think they actually gave a year, did they?
I thought I read it. It might be 2070. I don't think they gave a year, but I think that's what I said. But they decided they hadn't really advanced much in 50 years if they're still driving old Cadillacs and using fucking like pump shotguns. It's like,
here's another question too. So like the entire purpose of this was to eliminate wars. Like that's what they keep saying the entire time, but they're killing everybody who has an emotion. So isn't that a war?
And what are they good for?
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's got to be a Simon and Garfunkel song about this movie.
Didn't it just make you think?
It kind of does.
I mean, if we're trying to eliminate wars, why are we killing so many people? Huh. Doesn't make you think? What is it? I was like, we're becoming the bad guy, you know? Doesn't make you think?
Everybody just smile, you know?
Yeah.
No, you can't smile. That's fucking feeling.
That is.
You can't feel.
I mean, Taye Diggs can whenever he wants to.
Oh, yeah.
You seen his TikToks? You seen his TikToks?
No.
Taye Diggs has TikToks?
Is it just him smiling?
He is crazy.
I'll watch it all day long.
Like, certified crazy person on TikTok. Like, they just.
Like four views, or he's just a crazy person?
Like January 6th, crazy.
Well, no, like, you know, you see those accounts that are like white bread with no context, or baseball, no context. His TikTok account is like human with no context. And you see stuff and you're like, what does that even mean? And it just doesn't, none of it makes sense.
Clearly, Equilibrium got his mind thinking, you know, to another plane.
I think so.
Too much Wimmer in his life, you know?
Yeah.
He's got Kurt Wimmer writing his TikToks, too.
I feel like this movie is why Kurt Wimmer is only doing remakes. It's like, man, we gave you a shot at your own original idea.
Yeah. And he fucking blew it.
And you blew it there, bud. We'll even give you Christian Bale. We'll give you Christian Bale. Here you go.
Yeah, right? We're going to spot you. We're going to spot you, Christian Bale, Taye Diggs, and Emily Watson. And he still fucked it up.
Can you explain the kind of, I don't know, troubling scene where all the citizens are like, you know, walking on the sidewalk or road, and there's guys with guns, and then there's just like little kids, like
little kid,
pointing people out. Like, why are there children doing this? And are they like masters at seeing people with feelings?
How can they see the emotions of the people walking down the streets and then point them out and then get them killed? They made
those little kids like very Aryan looking as well. That was
like,
it had to be purposeful there. Like
the suits they were wearing too, by the way, like they were literally just missing the armband. Like,
wait, are we just not thinking deep enough? Because weren't a lot of the rebels people kind of given more kind of Jewish traits and, you know, kind of Nazis trying to suppress, you know, kind of another group of people like that?
I was like, King, let's just let him finish talking.
I'm trying to I mean, that's kind of how it was, right?
So you're saying we're going too surface level with this movie. We got to think about it more. Okay.
You're opening your third eye on this one.
All right. I'm gonna cross my legs and sit up straight.
This is Wimmer's take on a different reality of the Holocaust. How about that?
It's like Holocaust part due. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
sorry,
pretty much.
I couldn't help it.
I think
I could have, but the, I didn't.
I think Taye Diggs is the only black person in this movie.
That is true. That is true. Hmm.
Or am I giving too much credit to Wimmer and this is just a pile of dog shit that he threw together?
I'm trying to give him
a small benefit of the doubt here somewhere. There's got to be something to this.
This is your movie. I understand. You're trying to find things. I get it.
There's got to be something. It's got to be something. It can't just be this. It can't.
God, they had the father talking on huge bulletin boards and blimps. By the way, the blimp was like 5 feet off the ground in between buildings.
Where did they get blimps in the future? We don't have blimps anymore. Where did they get blimps?
Why do you have blimps? Like, what purpose does a blimp serve other than to have an advertisement on it? But you have humongous screens everywhere that have the same thing on them.
I know this is a tangent, but the Goodyear blimp was like the first thing that was like, wait a minute. This is just advertisement. Why is Brent Musburger telling me, ho and look above Autzen Stadium, it's the Goodyear blimp? Why? What is it doing? What's its purpose?
That's it. It's an advertisement. That's
it. Have you ever, like, I mean, during the Olympic trials,
four people, I think, so
it's have you ever seen the Goodyear blimp just do circles around Eugene for hours? It just does nothing. It just does circles. There's no point for the Goodyear blimp.
It's an advertisement.
What's the point of blimps?
There isn't one.
Led Zeppelin covers. About the only point of blimps.
Yeah, they thought they were a good idea until they blew up.
Yeah. Imagine transcontinental like travel on a blimp. What a dumb idea.
No, right? And so like you're flying instead of an airplane. So you're still in the air. Like I think the idea was you'd like sit in the cabin or whatever and have a nice meal. And
it's like, you know, a cruise, right? It's like a cruise in the
like
sky.
It's very club. Slow, right?
It's a club. Oh. Yeah. You take your time, but then you're
very slow.
If you're flying from, you know, anywhere to anywhere, it's like 7 hours. You're on that thing. Like
I was going to say way longer than that. Unless
probably,
you're probably
sleeping
on there. Yeah.
You're probably sleeping on there.
7 hours. You were saying like, if I don't think they did a transatlantic because it would take you 5 months to get across, especially if you're going into the wind,
and you would never get and there. You would definitely crash and die as well. So you're not actually making it there. Yeah,
blimps. What a dumb thing.
Who thought of a fucking blimps?
Right. Get out of here. Like, did someone see a hot air balloon and be like, "You want to know what? Let's make one that's 40 times more expensive and just as terribly inefficient." Inefficient? Unefficient? It's inefficient, right?
It's inefficient.
Non-efficient.
Non-efficient. I like that too. Shall we just...
Non-hyphen efficient. Yeah.
Shall we rate this movie?
Yeah.
Is it out of five,
right?
Do you have anything else to talk about it? No? It's out of five, yes.
Yeah. I thought it was out of six.
No, it's out of five this week.
The last week you said it was out of four.
This week we'll do out of five.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to give it...
No. Ski's movie. Ski's movie.
All right.
Ski has to go first.
Fair enough.
All right. I am going to give this...
I heard how you started, and I'm with you.
I'm giving this a two.
Woo!
Two.
Hot damn, that's high.
What do I want to get? Two... I don't know, gun butts to the motorcycle helmets.
He spun around so many fucking times. Why does one of those guys take one step backwards and shoot him?
One of those guys. They hung right in that perfect
They were right in the
right
pocket. They're right in the gun jitsu pocket or whatever.
It was weird. I think he must have hit him probably like 20 times each, and then he's like, all right, I'm gonna really hit you now, and then starts cracking all the visors all of a sudden. Like, he's like,
just hits the visors and kills them by hitting the visors. Yep. Fuck,
that's stupid. Good. How about cool thing in this movie? He did have the cool little to change ammo with the little sleeve thing that loaded the guns for him.
The little metal.
And he's, yeah, that little hallway scene where he threw the two like extended magazines out in the center to start, and then
that's one of the things you talked about.
It was about 45 seconds.
That's one of the ideas that Wimmer had, where he wrote the movie around that scene, 100%.
So this movie could have been 5 minutes long. Just see those handful of fight scenes that he wanted.
He's like, I need my version of the Matrix bullet scene, and that was it for him. little metal things coming out of the sleeve to refill a gun. Yeah, that was it.
Just choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Ooh, shit. Gun jitsu? Oh. Yeah.
Gun kata, homie. Let's go.
Oh, gun kata, my bad. Give me $20 million and Christian Bale. All right. Sorry, Kay.
Don't even know. I could.
You want me to go first? I'll go first.
No, I'll just say, I'll give it one because it's a movie.
It's so bad.
It was just bored me to tears.
It's really boring. That's the worst.
Just boring. Worst thing you could say.
Yep. I also give this one, super good boy out of five. Because he's a super good boy. There's a big, pretty dog to be living in that society.
Yeah, I love how they Tay-Diggs like, what do they use these things for? Do they eat them?
And here's a question.
What are these dogs for?
And here's a question. What do they do with that dog? So the dog is in their house. Dog's got a shit. Where does the dog shit? They can't take it for a walk. Somebody's going to see the dog. What do they do with the dog? Where do they get dog food?
They don't. Actually, they do show them eating. It's normal sight. They're like eating cereal, at least cereal? The kids in the morning. I was trying to say that's like all they eat. Yeah.
I guess a dog could eat cereal. I mean, it's going to shit. Again, go back to that. So, so great movie, Ski. Thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks.
And I will say this for the King knows who it is. Brog and I still do not. This movie still better than Without a Paddle.
No, it's not.
It is.
I don't
Anything
know.
Is better than Without a
Paddle. I don't know.
Because this movie was without a plot.
Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, 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 bing. Jack Shepherd in your face, motherfuckers!
Seth Green from downtown!